When we last spoke to Tracy Arrowsmith, she had lost over 100 pounds and was set to compete in the Prince George Iceman. But cold weather canceled that race in 2012, which means when Tracy jumps in the pool this Sunday, it will be a long overdue victory. And Tracy Arrowsmith joins me now in the Prince George studio. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
You've been preparing for this race now mentally, emotionally, physically for a long time. How are you feeling about this weekend's competition?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm also very excited. I've been training hard, both working with the kids at Harwood Elementary, who I'm also training for the swimming for the race, as well as getting in 2 to 3 times a week myself and trying to get my time somewhere respectable.
Now, give me a reminder about what happened the last time you tried to compete.
Well, I trained with the kids again last year after, as you mentioned, losing approximately 100 pounds. And I was really slow, but I was prepared. But the weather was, I believe, minus 25. So it was far too cold and they had to cancel the race. But the teachers at the school where my daughter goes, Harwin Elementary, were amazing. They did a practice Iceman for the kids so that they got to do it. So a couple weeks later, the kids got in the water and I was able to actually get in the water with the kids that I'd been working with. And we did an Iceman for them.
Now let's fast forward to this year. Do you think that physically you're better prepared for this race?
I think so. I've lost only about another 15 pounds, but I feel a lot more healthy. I've been working out harder. I've been able to go to the gym, play basketball, in addition to swimming. And I've also been swimming with my daughter, who is swimming in the Iceman. So I think I'm a lot more prepared this year.
Huh. And it's interesting you should say that, because the reason we're having you back on is because so many people were inspired by your journey to the pool when last we spoke. Take us back to how this all began for you.
Well, about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, I was well north of 300 pounds and it wasn't pretty. I couldn't hardly walk. Swimming was a struggle. I would get in the pool and try to do 50 meters and struggle to get out of the pool. And I just didn't feel good, and I couldn't do things with my kids. So I decided that I needed to make a change, and I started, for a while there, it was on my own, and I lost a little bit. I did a shake challenge to help kickstart it with the help of a really good friend from my childhood and a good friend up in Dawson Creek. And I took it from there, and then I started joining little health challenges, 7-week challenges that give me a chance to focus on something for 7 weeks, to follow a set plan, and it just snowballed from there.
And tell me about the role of swimming in all this. How did you get into swimming?
I swam on a swim team as a child, and then my daughter joined the Prince George Pisces when she was 6, and she's been with the club now for almost 7 years. And some of the mums were getting in and doing some of the races, and I thought, I can't do that. And my daughter said, well, yes, you can, Mommy. So I got in and my first race was terrible. I was slower than the 8-year-old girls. I'm still not very fast, but I can get in there and do my 100-meter swims now. And two summers ago, I actually swam in the provincials. I finished 12th out of 12, but I got in the pool. And it was amazing to have my daughter come to the finish line at the end of the race and give me a big hug. So I really enjoyed that.
And speaking of that, I mean, of all of the things to get fit with, a lot of people feel pretty vulnerable in a bathing suit in a swimming pool. How did you get over that?
I didn't look in a mirror. It was tough. I actually looked back a few weeks ago at a photograph of myself and the three ladies that I did a relay with for my first swim. And I looked and I went, oh my God, I was a huge square. But you just have to take a big breath and get in there and know that you're doing something for yourself. And what I've done is I had, for a while there, I kept all the bathing suits and I started in a size 24 and I'm now down into a size 14 and I laid them out and I said, I did this. I made this change. And it's really tough for people, but I just realized that nobody's looking at me. Nobody cares. I'm here doing something for myself.
Tracy Arrowsmith is swimming on a relay team in the Prince George Iceman on Sunday. What are you going to be thinking about as you enter the pool Sunday?
Not drowning. I'm going to be just going to a zone and thinking, I can do this. And knowing that I'm not there to break any records. I'm there to support my team with the support of my daughter and just doing something that I've never swum 800 meters in a race before. So it's going to be a challenge for me. And I've trained and I know I can do it in training. So I'm just going to see how well I do in the race.
And Tracy, what are you going to do to celebrate afterwards?
Well, I'm going to go to the Iceman banquet with my daughter and the team from Harwin. And then after, I'm probably going to go out and go to the gym.
And what does your daughter say about all this?
She's pretty proud of me. At first, when I started getting in the pool, I thought that perhaps she'd be a little embarrassed at her big fat mommy in the pool. But she didn't care. She was happy that I was there with her. And I've been training her for part of the swimming for the past 3 years. And it's something that we can do together. So she's really, really proud of me.
Tracy, good luck on Sunday. We'll be cheering from you on this end as well.
Thanks very much.
Tracy Arrowsmith is swimming on a relay team in the Prince George Iceman. The race is this Sunday, normally a ski, run, skate race, but the unseasonably warm weather means the skate portion at the outdoor ice oval has been canceled. Jim Van Bakel is one of the event organizers, and he says the oval is more puddle than ice.
I was just out there this morning, and it's definitely got a layer of water that's visible on the top, so definitely not ideal. And of course, they don't want to risk completely damaging it for the Canada Winter Games. It's kind of, funny in a way that it's, too cold one year to let anybody out there and then winds up being too warm this year to have all the events go. And we had to change the date this year anyway because of Canada Winter Games, so it's even earlier than normal. But yeah, you just, impossible to predict the weather, and I think it's even tougher than most places around here where you just never know what you're going to get at what time of the winter.
That is Jim Van Bakel, one of the organizers for the Prince George Iceman. As you heard, the ski, run, and swim portion of the event go this Sunday. No skating this year, but organizers of the Canada Winter Games still hopeful that cooler weather will come in time for their own competition. Now we turn it to you. Are you taking part in the Iceman or perhaps a different kind of winter race? Let us not forget that the dog sled mail run in Wells happens this weekend as well. Warm weather, but still enough snow for that to take place. You can let us know what's happening, how you're training, how the warm weather is affecting your winter fun. 1-866-340-1932. That number again, 1-866-340-1932.